MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Fuck intros.
Shy kids. We are shy kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
And my name is Doc.
Howdy doody, Doc.
Howdy do.
A-D-do.
I don't have a soundboard this week.
No, you don't. We're not live again.
Yeah. Corey took it away from me. He said I abused it.
Yeah, you kept playing Patton Oswalt every time I tried to make a joke.
Whackity smackity do.
Actually, that was one of the highlights of that whole experience was you with the soundboard.
The soundboard, yeah.
I did enjoy the soundboard.
I got a little nutty. apologize to the people who didn't hear our episode live and just downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
The audio was a little shit.
Yeah.
That's the danger of recording a Skype call.
Right.
Two people start talking at the same time. Skype goes, this person wins.
Yeah.
Then the other person just gets completely cut off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it flip flops back and forth mid sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird.
There was also times where like, Rorschach and I were having a conversation, and you and Holly were having a conversation. You know, it's rough. Like we'd never really rehearsed or tried to develop a sort of four-way rapport before.
Yeah.
So it was a little clusterfucking.
Yeah, it was a little clusterfucking.
It was fun.
It was very fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the sort of energy came off of it, but yeah, it might not be too good quality audio-wise.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Yeah, you know. That's why we don't do it every week.
Exactly. Did you hear? Now this is going to be super vague, but did you hear the good movie news?
The good movie news. No.
A sequel. I'm actually excited for
Jurassic Park. Chris Pine. No, not Chris Pine. What's his fucking name?
Chris Pratt. Oh, how dare you!
I know. I'm sorry.
Hollywood's
it boy right now. I forgot his name.
Yeah, Hollywood's it boy. He's the biggest star in the world.
Right. Chris Pratt, no longer Hollywood's it boy.
You mean Chris Pine?
God damn it!
You fucked it up again!
I fucked it up twice. I apologize.
Yeah.
Let's reset.
Chris Pratt was great in Star Wars, though.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And Chris Pine from Guardians was really good. Did I say Star Wars? I even fucked that up. I meant Star Trek.
All right, ready?
Zip, zop, zip, and a bork. Okay.
What movie news?
Tim Burton.
Oh, Tim Burton.
Someone I have not been a fan of since...
He's wacky.
Since...
Edward Scissorhands?
No. Ed Wood.
Oh, Ed Wood. Yeah.
I haven't been a fan of his since Ed Wood.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his prior movies before Ed Wood are also good.
Some of the stuff that I like of his... Like he was just a producer.
Like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas. Everybody associates Tim Burton with Nightmare Before Christmas. But
Different guy directed that.
Yeah, he didn't direct it.
Yeah. The guy who did Coraline later, I think,
mm-hmm.
directed
Coraline's
that.
Great.
Yeah.
And even Corpse Bride, I think. Or did Tim Burton direct Corpse Bride?
I think Tim Burton actually did do Corpse Bride.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. But Tim Burton says Beetlejuice 2
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is
they made, they
definitely
made
a go. They haven't made it yet. They're going to.
Hmm.
Now, I love Beetlejuice.
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 Oh, shit. He's going to show up. Oh, no.
You should play a soundbite.
What's what? I almost said smoking. That's the fucking mask. What's Beetlejuice's thing? It's showtime. That's
somebody
it.
Stop me.
No, that's also
oh,
the
that's
mask.
Also the mask.
Yeah. Beetlejuice 2 is definitely a go with Winona Ryder returning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And Michael Keaton?
And Keaton. Yep. Keaton told us on February 13th, this is from Uproxx, although I think they're quoting MTV News.
Are we in a Michael Keaton essence?
Fucking Birdman?
Birdman, yeah. And then Beetlejuice 2.
Quick side note, did you see his quote about Ben Affleck Batman?
Mm-mm.
So Christian Bale recently said he's kind of jealous that Ben Affleck's playing Batman now. He kind of wishes
he should have not quit.
Yeah,
he could have still been Batman.
But he, you know, just a little like, oh man, I used to be Batman.
Here's
now
the
it's
thing,
this other guy.
Like Christian Bale, you fucked up because those are franchise players.
Yeah,
like look at the Marvel actors. Those people don't have to act in another movie the rest of their lives
if they don't want to,
because
yeah.
they know that every other year they're going to be Captain America or Iron Man yeah. or the Hulk or you yeah. know whatever. Like. They don't have to do shit else.
And they're showing up in each other's movies
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Iron
yeah,
Man's
yeah.
going to be in Captain America 3.
Every year you're going to be in some other movie. Yeah. You don't have to do anything else. You are a franchise player until you're too old to look the part.
Yeah.
And even then, like, the way they made fucking, what's his face, Chris Evans look super skinny, I bet they could take some years off of
Fuck yeah.
any of those actors to they make could. Them look the same
Yeah.
for very many years to come.
They definitely could. So, you know, that thing happened with Christian Bale saying that. So someone in a recent interview with Michael Keaton said, oh, yeah, Christian Bale said this recently. Are you at all jealous of Ben Affleck playing mm-hmm. Batman? And he goes, no. And he goes, why?
No.
Yeah, he goes, the guy goes, why? And he goes, because I am Batman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was great.
Yes.
It's like, fuck yeah.
Yes. Of course you are. He was yeah. the OG movie Batman.
Well, there was a 60s movie.
It doesn't count. Yeah. You're talking Adam West,
Adam
shark
West
repellent?
Adam West wants to have a word with you, Corey.
Look, I think that Adam West's Batman is valid.
Yeah.
However, I don't consider his TV movie to be the movie Batman.
It was a theatrical movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was actually released in the theaters?
Yeah, in the 60s.
All right.
Yeah, but they, you know, they used to have movies where just Elvis at the beach. So.
Right. But he's TV's Batman.
He
Adam
is,
West,
yeah.
TV's Batman.
Yeah.
If they ever, like, the fucking...
Now it's the kid on Gotham.
No, that's what I'm saying. He is not fucking TV's Batman.
He's gonna be.
He'll eventually...
No. They'll probably never show him as Batman, but maybe the finale.
If they go sort of what's it called? That Superman show, Smallville route.
Yeah.
Then, like, the last episode, he'll finally become an adolescent and put on the suit for the first time, and then that'll be the end of the series.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But even then, he won't be TV's Batman. Adam
no,
West is
true.
TV's Batman.
That's right.
He will have just put on the suit.
You're right. So, okay.
Batman, directed by Tim Burton. Continue.
Tim Burton. Okay, yes.
So, segue back.
Keaton told MTV News on February 13th that he was in if Burton was in.
Beetlejuice.
For Beetlejuice 2.
Mm-hmm.
And on October 17th, he mentioned that they were waiting for a script. Which, by the way, has been written now, apparently.
Okay.
By the guy who co-wrote that last Tim Burton movie with the Dark Shadows.
Which was terrible.
I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Was
it bad? So, shit.
Yeah.
So that might not be a good sign. But anyway, here's what I love about this story is Burton's quote.
Okay.
About
what?
About doing Beetlejuice 2 and Winona Ryder returning. Okay. MTV News asked if he'd be directing the sequel. His response was, oh, yeah. Then they asked whether or not Winona Ryder would be returning. His response, and I quote, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah.
That was...
yeah. Now, I don't know how this sounded.
Does Tim Burton have a stuttering problem?
It could have just been like, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. It could have been like that.
Yeah, probably,
but,
yeah.
Oh, in print, it's just, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. Hey, it was the silliest thing I've ever seen in print.
Hey, hey.
And
hey,
they printed the whole thing. They didn't just say he said yes.
Hey, journalist. Just, yeah, just say that he confirmed.
Yeah.
Or put in quotes just, oh, yeah, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah, dot,
throw,
dot, dot.
Throw an ellipses on there.
But like, they put like, the oh, yeah. whole fucking thing.
Wow. That's incredible. Good oh, job. Yeah. Good job, reporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really? That's okay.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Well, this is MTV News,
right? Yeah, they've got a word count.
Yeah, it's probably interns fucking putting the shit together.
It's probably like, shit, I'm six words short of my quota.
Yeah.
For this article, I'll throw a couple more yeah yeah yeahs in there.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man. That's,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
That's nuts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah yeah yeah.
Movie news is quite abundant in recent weeks.
True.
Did you hear about the Sony leaks?
Oh God! Yeah,
they leaked a bunch of.
You can't not hear about the Sony leaks.
They leaked somebody went in and like hacked their system, and which, by the way, after the PlayStation 4 debacle, don't you think all of Sony would have like really buttoned up the hatches on every aspect of their company's security?
Yeah,
right.
Think.
Like. We're not going to be susceptible to attack again. Well,
oh, yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to answer all questions like Tim Burton now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this Sony, man, what are you fucking doing over there, guys?
I don't know.
Well, they're acting like children is really what it is. Did you see some of the emails that came out? Like
I did. I mean,
people going like Angelina Jolie's a baby face.
Here's what bugs me about it is that these were it's their business email, but they're private emails to each other.
Right.
So, like, yeah, they're going to talk some shit. And it was hackers that are leaking this shit.
Right.
And everyone's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Let's read. Like, yeah, I don't know. Go on. What were you saying?
The only thing I'm really interested in the whole leaks is they leaked the new James Bond movie script.
Oh, Spectre?
And if you could get your hands on that, I would... I'd like to read it.
I could see what I could do.
You know, yeah. I know that you know people who know people who know people.
They did say it's like the first draft. So
yeah, I don't care.
A lot of changes.
I am such like a movie geek that I would love to read first draft.
Yeah.
And then go and watch the movie and find out what they changed, what they altered, what they, you know,
yeah.
keep a sort of catalog in my brain. Yeah, because not only am I a huge James Bond fan, but I'm also just a movie fan. So yeah, that would be super interesting to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But where Sony lacks the ability to stop people on the internet from getting to their deepest, darkest secrets.
No.
They apparently have a heavy reach in the media.
Really?
Yeah, I found this article called How Sony Gets Its Way with the New York Times. And okay. Basically it's about how they have the power to kill any story that they want through the New York Times.
Oh wow!
This article comes from Gawker. What? What?
I fucking hate Gawker.
What's wrong with Gawker?
Last few times you brought up Gawker, I've been like, ugh.
Yeah, what's wrong with Gawker?
So I want to explain why I don't like Gawker. I think they're hypocrites.
Oh really?
Yeah. So Gawker. And all its subsidiaries. Gawker's like the main thing. And then they have Jezebel, Kotaku, the video game portion, Deadspin.
Right.
And then one called Defamer or some shit. So that's all owned by the same
company. That's a Pixie song, right? Defamer?
It probably. I don't know Pixies well enough. I know the song from Fight Club. With your feet on the air and your head on the ground.
I was thinking of Debaser.
Debaser? Okay.
Yeah.
So like...
It's Chris Pine's band.
When the Fappening happened.
Yes.
Gawker was the big, like, look, these were stolen from these girls. Right. This is wrong. If you're viewing these things, you're contributing to rape culture shit like that. Like Gawker was way behind that.
Right.
Which, by the way, not aside from the whole you're contributing to rape culture, I think that's
that seems a little extreme.
I tend to I agreed even at the time that yeah, this is a violation.
I agree too.
Still viewed the pictures, but I'm a depraved lunatic. But yeah, they're right. It is a violation. But they were way back. Like if you're viewing the pictures, you're everything that's wrong with America and shit like that.
See, but that I don't know. Like if you're distributing the pictures, yes.
Yeah.
If you're sharing the links, yes.
Right.
If you're told, look at that fresh plate of chocolate brownies over there. Don't eat the chocolate brownies or you're a rapist. I'm like, well, fuck.
I already had half of one.
Yeah. Before you even looking,
then I downed one.
Because they're chocolate brownies and they're delicious.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
So
it is an extremely gray line there.
But here's my point of why they're hypocrites.
Okay.
You know, this is, again, phones got hacked into.
Right.
And these images leaked. Yet they gleefully Gawker is posting every new update with the Sony leaks.
Right.
Including they posted a video clip of the ending of the Seth Rogen movie.
The interview?
The interview.
They posted the end of the interview?
They posted the ending, and it's like, this end of the movie is going to upset North Koreans, and posted the video.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So, like, they...
Hold on. Like, I don't care about spoilers, but that's just wrong. That movie isn't even out yet.
That's not even out yet. Now, here's what I'll say, because there's going to be some people going, well, look...
That's contributing to rape culture.
No. They're not going to say that.
Oh. That's contributing to penguin rape culture.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I've been trying to say. No. There's going to be some people that go, okay, yeah, but the fappening was happening to real people, and Sony's a corporation.
No, there's real people that work at Sony.
Yeah, and, you know, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who wrote the movie and are probably very proud of it,
are probably
now,
super pissed.
Now have the end of their movie spoiled to whoever goes to Gawker.
But that's the appeal of going to see that particular movie, because the plot is...
Yeah. But devil's advocate, let's say I go with that premise that, oh, it is different because these are young girls, people.
Right.
And Sony's just a corporation. Who gives a shit about Sony? So, okay, I'll go with that premise.
Okay.
Who gives a shit about Sony? Sure. Here's some other things Gawker has posted. One of them quite recently. Wiz Khalifa's sex tape is real, possibly spectacular. And then they posted several images from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Wiz Khalifa's sex tape, which, by the way, has a girl in it who also didn't give any consent.
Right.
Because, you know, at first I was thinking, oh, is this like a weird thing where they're like, oh, it happened to young girls, but Wiz Khalifa's some dudes who gives a shit, like one of those weird sort of
things. That's a weird doubled standard.
Yeah, but there's a girl in this tape also. It's not like Wiz Khalifa's fucking a bunch of dudes on the tape.
Did Wiz Khalifa sell rights to this video?
I don't know the whole backstory of
how... Because like the Kim Kardashian video only exists because Kim Kardashian signed off on it.
This is apparently a leak.
She doesn't want you to know that.
Yeah, it's apparently a leak. I don't have a lot of details on it yet, but they just posted pictures from it and were like, ah, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
So they have zero problem with that.
Okay.
They
have zero problem with a lady blowing one of their Kotaku.
A few months back,
journalist for good press.
A few months back, there was the rumors of an Usher sex tape.
Ooh, Usher.
Yeah, and Gawker posted an entire article saying, if any of you happen to have the Usher sex tape, we would like to get in touch with you. Contact us here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Nothing ever came of it.
Right.
But they were eager to get their hands on the Usher sex tape.
They were like, flip that. Rewind it back. Usher's got the video. Make the Gawker go smack.
And not only...
Sorry.
Did they... yeah, what was that?
It's part of a ludicrous rap from,
a
song that includes him, Little John, and Usher.
I didn't realize that.
Flip that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice, make the booty go smack. Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
And
continue.
And not only did they post Hulk Hogan's sex tape, which was definitely leaked. He was furious when that came out. And it was leaked by a former friend of his.
Yes.
Yeah, who was letting him bang his wife.
Which is that whole situation.
That's weird.
Really weird. By the way, Hulk Hogan doesn't want you to be homophobic, brother.
That's true, brother. So not only did they post the sex tape, but when Hogan's lawyers asked them to take it down, they not only said no, they then posted an editorial article about how Hogan's lawyers asked them to take it down, but we're not going to because journalism. Because
we're dicks and you see his dick.
So it's just the weird, like, oh, young Hollywood girls have leaked nudes and images.
Right.
Don't look at that. That's bad. You're violating those young women. Wiz Khalifa, Usher, and Hulk Hogan, though, who gives a shit?
Right.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you have a valid point.
And again, each of those sex tapes has other unknown women in them. That they're also not giving a fuck about.
You knew they released who that woman was.
Yeah, yeah. That was Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Wife, yeah.
So weird. So weird.
Such a
Corey,
weird.
Why don't we hook up a deal like this?
No.
Okay, damn it. I tried.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So, that's those.
How does that conversation even come up?
I don't know, man.
Between Bubba, like.
Hey, Hogan, you want to fuck my wife?
Yeah.
Brother.
Or even like between Bubba and his wife. Like, yeah.
I want you to fuck Hogan from me, okay?
How does that conversation even get started?
My Bubba the Love Sponge is apparently my Gilbert Godfrey and my Stanley.
I don't think it sounds like Gilbert Godfrey. That Twitter message was inaccurate.
That was inaccurate. My Gilbert Godfrey is much louder and higher pitched.
Right, and your Stanley is on point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I can kind of see where you're getting at with Gawker.
It's just Gawker's just a bunch of
but they're today's gossip, tomorrow's news.
They're a bunch of like weird hypocritical pansies.
But isn't that really media in general? Like, they'll sensationalize one direction completely because it will get views and clicks and, you know.
There's plenty of shitty media, but, like, there was that thing about on the same website they had Robin Williams' family are asking for privacy after his death, and then
click
the banner
here
at the
for
bottom.
Aerial view.
Click here for aerial view of Robin Williams' house. On the exact same news site.
Click here where we'll invade his privacy.
Yeah. So, you know, the media is shit, but I've just noticed so many Gawker inconsistency. They're also real big on, like, trying to get people fired, which bugs me.
Well, I think that's part of the thing about the Sony thing is they like to expose stupidity.
I guess.
Like, media in general, especially, like, web media. Likes to really be sort of whistleblowers on assholes and people who are being blatantly arrogant or stupid.
Yeah.
Right? That's what the internet is really just full of, right?
Right.
So I think that's where their justification sort of goes, where, like, the girls that got their shit hacked, like, they were sending sort of intimate private messages to other people, and that got intercepted and leaked, and it's something that they intended for only one pair of eyes to see.
Yeah.
You know, and something that they wanted to control one way or the other. The arrogance and sort of whiner mentality of these high-powered executives in a company, it's a way for Gawker to be like, look at how stupid and arrogant they are, and they run the shit. You know, isn't that crazy? Rah, rah, you know, like that's the sort of mentality that they're taking. But I agree with you now that it is completely hypocritical.
It's completely
and especially given the other evidence of male stars that they're totally like, look at his dick.
Yeah. It's look at his dick. Look, don't look Hulk's
at,
ass.
Don't look at Jennifer Lawrence's beautiful, beautiful breasts, but look at Hulk Hogan's dick.
Look at it. It looks like a soda can. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's why I scoff when you bring up Gawker.
All right. Would you like me to stop using Gawker as a source?
Yes, stop using Gawker as a source.
I'll stop telling you that I'm using Gawker as a source.
There you go.
How do you feel about the HuffPost?
HuffPost is fine.
I'm sure they're just as hypocritical.
You know, probably, but I haven't done the research behind that one.
This is the problem I have with...
I researched Gawker's hypocrisy, not HuffPost.
this is the problem I run into, because there is no reputable fucking online mail news system. You
it's
know,
all
like,
about Fox News.
I've seen no. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I
only use Fox News, Butch.
Yeah. I only use conservative news.
Yeah.
Daily.
I only want to hear anything I agree with. If I hear any
opposing views,
I turn that channel. Dump that channel. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The Boffle.
Little, hey, a mini Butch and Burst for y'all.
But like I've seen a few articles that I thought were really interesting on like the Daily Mail, for example,
yeah.
which is in the UK.
Yeah.
And
which is apparently a rag, but I don't
right.
know.
Right, it's apparently a shitty fucking
yeah.
news site. Yeah. Right? I didn't realize this until I saw a Russell Brand special where he ripped them a new asshole
yeah.
in that special, and I was like, oh shit.
I think calling it the Daily Mail just reinforces the patriarchy, and we should call it the Daily Person. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that's probably an article on Gawker.
Yeah, let's move on to a seemingly more reputable source here, the Arianna Huffington's.
Yeah.
Huffington Post.
Oh, go read my website.
It's very good.
I have an accent and nobody knows where I'm from,
but I'm super rich.
What is she rich from?
I don't know,
because she was rich before she created the Huffington Post.
Maybe there'll be a future DocuWeets fun fact about what she's
about
rich
Arianna.
From. She created the phenomenon huffing,
like the way
she's a big drug dealer for for spray paint and huffing.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, like online news websites. I sort of take on a article by article basis, not
yeah.
by their entire reputation.
Right.
Much in the same way that I take like TV news, like the 24-hour news shit.
Yeah.
Like
24
it's, hour. It's story by story.
People.
Like how are they covering a certain you know, presidential race or a certain story or whatever? Are they sensationalizing something? Are they not sensationalizing something? Are they trying to give you an honest fact based report, or are they editorializing the entire thing? It was like where Fox News is super editorialized. Like, it's come out now that like they have big staff meetings at the beginning where the guy that runs Fox News just goes, "This is what I think about this, this, and this. Go report it."
Yeah,
you know, that's not news. They should stop calling. They should just be like Fox Opinions.
Yeah,
you know, like Fox News. It's nowhere yeah. near news. It's all just that dude's opinion told through the voices of the people that are anchors on his channel, right?
I hadn't heard of this. But
yeah,
that's
yeah,
funny.
That's sort of the system that Fox runs
yeah.
at Fox News. I don't know the guy that runs it. I don't give two shits about Fox yeah. News enough to know.
My favorite dumb Fox News thing is where they had that guy on who was a religious scholar, and he's also a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book on about Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Why did you write a book about Christianity if you're Muslim?" He goes, "Well, I'm a religious scholar. I study all religions."
Right.
Like, but how does your Muslimism affect the book? It's like, not at all. I'm just talking about what Christianity's about and how
right.
it was founded and shit
right.
like that. But why are you so interested in it? I'm a religious scholar. That's my fucking job. To be interested in religions.
You know.
Yeah, it was the weirdest, like, they wanted to find the angle to go, aha!
Yeah, they are so aha news.
Yeah.
Like, they were sharing the shit, like, when the whole Ferguson thing went down.
Yeah.
There was a news story that came out just after it, and yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the story that came out right after it.
Yeah.
But they were interviewing people on the streets doing protests, and they shared the shit out of this video clip. I got it from a few people on my Facebook
yeah.
feed from Fox News saying, like, look how we made this person look like an idiot
yeah.
by asking them a simple question.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
And basically the reporter was talking to a group of African-American females, and like, was asking him questions about, you know, Ferguson, why they thought it was
this.
Wrong or whatever.
And they're like, I don't know.
And he said, how is this a race issue?
Yeah.
Which is, one, a loaded question.
Yeah.
to like, why are you being so patronizing to a group of people that are are obviously affected very strongly about the fact that, you know, racial tension may have been a huge factor in the outcome of all of the things that have happened in those two communities.
Yeah.
And the girl tried to explain it and then just went, I don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, and then her friend picked it up, but then they cut off the video.
Yeah.
So that you don't hear her friend actually finishing the thought. He was just like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people were like very gleefully like, look at how stupid those protesters are.
We got them.
They don't even know why, you know, why they're mad. And it was so sad.
Yeah.
The Ferguson thing, like those types of events are events where I feel the need to just start deleting people as friends from my timeline. You know,
I would get way too depressed. Like I'm not following the Ferguson thing.
I didn't follow it either
because it's just so depressing. And like, it's half the people are like, well, look, he tried to grab the cop's gun. And
right.
Half the people are like, bullshit.
You know what?
That didn't happen at all. And the cop shot him because he's unarmed. So it's just so depressing and just like, motherfucker. I feel like I can't judge it because I just naturally hate cops.
Right. So, like, see, I don't have.
I'm always like, oh, well, the cop clearly is the asshole.
I don't have a problem with police officers in general.
Yeah.
But
I just read a story about a guy in Walmart getting shot because he had an airsoft rifle that he was getting at Walmart.
Yes. and yet white dudes can walk around Target with AK-47s and fully automatic shotguns and whatnot and they're totally fine. And because that's their Second Amendment right.
And then when people ask them, I'm sorry, this is my right to
go. Don't take my guns away, Obama.
Open carries my right. Yeah. It's just like, okay, you don't wonder why people might be concerned.
Right. Yeah.
Just dorks. Fucking dorks.
There is that double standard too.
Yeah.
Which makes me angry. But I didn't follow the Ferguson thing much in the same way that I didn't follow the Trayvon Martin thing that happened, because both sides throw these like weird propaganda shit out.
Yeah,
where they put
depressing.
Up like misleading photographs of opposing sides and their own side and like try to sway public opinion one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I usually just wait till the end.
There's this photo where it was like this is what officer, the one who killed the Ferguson
guy, yeah.
Darren Wilson.
It was him in a hospital bed with his eye socket blown out.
Yeah, but it turns out that was just some like pro skater.
It was
a
motocross guy.
Motocross guy, yeah. You're like, it wasn't him at all.
No.
Yeah, but it was like, this is what he looks like after having to deal with that ruffian.
Right, well, and it's like in the Trayvon Martin case too, like there was a bunch of photos of like supposedly Trayvon Martin like hanging out with like thugs and like dealing money and like being all thuggy or whatever. It wasn't him at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't even him in the photograph.
Yeah.
You know?
What you get, like, just that goofy, like, well, look, they kind of thug it up. It's not any evidence that, well, then they were clearly in the wrong.
Not at all. And also thugging it up is sort of speculative.
Yeah. And, I don't know when the last time these news reporters talked to black kids, but I would say like thugging it up is the equivalent of like the white kids going, oh, well, I'm a 13-year-old white kid. I better start skateboarding.
Right.
Like it's just posturing, I want to look cool thing. It's like smoking
exactly.
In the seventh grade. It's like, oh, I'm just trying to look cool. That doesn't mean you're actually a criminal.
Right.
But, you know, but then they're like, but he did rob a store that wasn't related to this at all, but that happened, so he is a criminal. I'm like, okay, yeah, but I don't know. It's just so depressing. I don't pay half.
But it's those misleading false like hoaxes that really drive me away from the whole fucking kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
You know.
Kit and caboodle, by the way, is my new cat babysitter place in Buffalo.
Kit and caboodle?
Kit and caboodle. I want to caboodle all you kittens. Go ahead.
But I found an article on the Huffington Post, so I hope the Huffington Post is fine.
It's acceptable.
About a bunch of hoaxes that we fell for as a society in 2014.
Yeah.
There's a top 11 list.
Top 11.
Usually Like this list goes to 11.
This is Spinal Tap.
So I thought this would be interesting to get into, especially considering next week we're going to be doing our top list of 2014.
We are, and I'm excited. I have a lot of movies to watch in a week.
So to ramp up to those lists, I thought it'd be interesting to sort of go over this list from the Huffington Post. 11 hoaxes that your gullible Facebook friends fell for in 2014, which is probably one of the better titles.
I'm certain I've seen some of these.
I'm sure we've seen them. I want to know if we fell for any of them.
Okay.
Should I go 1 to 11 or go 11 to 1?
Go 11 to 1. Is that how they numbered it?
I don't know if they're in any particular order, but
okay.
I'm going to go from the bottom.
Start it from the bottom now. Here.
All right. So hoax number 11. Let's see. First, let's gauge it on whether or not we saw this hoax.
Okay.
And whether or not we believed it.
Okay.
Okay. Hoax number 11. A good-looking convict is going to be a model.
I remember this. It was this like hot black dude.
Yeah,
he had a teardrop tattoo.
Yeah, yeah, he's got piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, and it was like a mugshot of him, apparently.
It is a mugshot. Well, yeah. I don't even know if it's so much. I think he's in like orange. he's in his prison clothes or something.
Oh, okay.
It's a couple weeks after his mugshot went viral after getting posted to Facebook. Hot convict Jeremy Meeks reportedly signed a $30,000 modeling contract with Blaze Models. Blaze Models.
So this is the
hoax. Hold on. Models with a Z.
Models.
Blaze
Models. You know that there's some fucking like gay fisting in that.
That is.
We're just going to let someone jerk off over you and take pictures.
So that was the hoax.
Yeah.
Later it was determined that the reports were not based on any sort of fact.
Here's a hot mugshot. He's a model.
Really
now.
Just people on like Facebook going, I bet he's a hot model. I bet he's a model now. Yeah. Oh, I bet he got a modeling contract. I heard he got a modeling contract.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Rumor mill, put it into a whole nother stratus. But he is not, in fact, a model. He is just a dirty, dirty convict.
Ah, there you go.
But he is gorgeous. He's quite good looking.
I'm going to say this. He's probably the belle of the ball at prison.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Although he has strong features, so I'm not sure that he's a bitch.
He's thin, though. Some fucking big muscular dude can overpower him.
Yeah. You're purdy. You got a purdy face.
Yeah.
The convict, pretty convict, is not a model. Yeah. That's hoax 11.
Hoax 11.
Hoax number 10.
Yeah.
10 on the countdown. Going down. Number 10. the Darren Wilson photo that we just brought up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That this shows a tweet here from @ResistTyranny is the example that they used.
Yeah. It's tyranny, by the way.
Tyranny. What a tyranny?
Tyranny.
Oh, I thought that it was
I get why you
I thought it was an anti-Tyra Banks Twitter account.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Resist tyranny. Sorry.
Yeah.
That says this is hashtag Ferguson officer after hashtag Michael Brown encountered him.
Yeah.
Who's telling you the hashtag truth? #? Hashtag corrupt media.
Yeah.
Hashtag you're fucking idiot.
Hashtag professor sexual.
Right.
Hashtag you're the beard.
Yeah. It says in the weeks after 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed in Ferguson, Missouri, by police officer Darren Wilson, a photo emerged reportedly showing Wilson's injuries after a scuffle with Brown.
Yeah.
It's not him.
No. Motocross guy.
It's totally a dude named Jim McNeil, who's a motocross rider.
Yeah.
The photo itself is from 2006.
Also, when you see what Darren Wilson looks like, this guy looks nothing like him. It was just like, here's a beat up white guy.
Yeah.
That must be him.
Well, because all white dudes look the same.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know if you're Jeff Goldblum or fucking other Jeff Goldblum. I couldn't think of another name. Wow. Other Jeff Goldblum.
I'm sitting right in front of you. You could have just used my name.
I don't know if you're Jeff Goldblum or Corey Goldblum.
we sort of already covered that. But hoax number 10 is Darren Wilson's blown out eye socket is not even him.
Yeah, not him.
So sorry to Jim McNeil.
Sorry, Jim McNeil.
That looked like it hurt back in
2006. From Resist Tyranny.
Tyranny. Resist Tyra Banks.
Resist.
Hoax number nine.
Hoax number nine.
9/11 didn't really happen. Now,
now there was a lot of that, and that's been going on
this,
for every year.
Yeah, this is not just a 2004.
New 14.
Or a 2014. God damn it. My brain is off today.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry. Sorry about my word warts.
Okay, no problem.
Here we go. Hoax number nine. This hoax is one that just won't die. So they're admitting that, like,
yeah,
this has been around since 2001.
Yeah.
Since 9/12, this hoax has been around.
Yeah.
In 2014, it appeared in an article claiming a video shows irrefutable proof that zero planes actually hit the World Trade Center. Ugh.
And it turns out that was a clip from Sharknado.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Some of these give you like little facts about like how much it was shared and shit.
Yeah.
This is nuts. The article garnered over 380,000 Facebook shares.
Ah.
380,000 people went, people need to know the truth. Yeah. I'm sharing this.
Brr.
Even though its basic claims proved fairly easily to dismantle. While we hope most people posted simply to poke fun at 9/11 truthers, we can't be certain.
So yeah.
There might have been a whole bunch of people like, look at these assholes, but I doubt it very seriously.
I might do something like that.
Most of the time, if you see something that ridiculous, you scroll right past it.
I didn't see a lot of new shit. I saw some of the same old, same old. What about Building 7?
Yeah, yeah.
Bah! Then they just go, bah!
I don't understand... People like 9/11 deniers. I don't understand it. It's like the same. Like, I don't understand moon landing deniers.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like, no, we went there. It's
all Alex Jones shit.
False flag.
Talking. False flag. Go ahead. Next.
Hoax number eight. Now this is one that I saw a ton.
Yeah.
Mostly because I had a few family members go through cancer treatment.
Okay.
The past few years.
Okay.
And so I've seen a lot of these types of articles that are hoax number eight that claimed to be superfoods or like things that will cure cancer or whatever.
Yeah.
This one in 2014 in particular was that lemon rinds destroy cancer.
Yeah. Like we wouldn't have realized that before.
It's sort of sad. Like I hope that there is some sort of like if you eat better, your body will recoup better because you're treating your body better. Like those sort of things are valid.
Yeah.
Some of them are just crazy. It's the same thing with like the lemon juice, cayenne pepper cleanse. What are you cleansing? You know, oh, I'm getting rid of the toxins in my body. What toxins? Like there's no toxins. You know what you do, what your body does to toxins? You pee and poop them out.
Yeah.
That's what happens
every
to toxins.
Time.
Yeah. It's
toxins is a thing that like Health Nuts just made up. It's just a,
yeah.
Yeah. Toxins.
Like, oh, I'm going to do a cleanse to get rid of the four cheeseburgers that I just ate. No, no, you're not. You're going to shit yourself, and you're going to deplete your body's ability to absorb foods for a week because you're not going to give it any food. And then when you go back to a regular diet, it's going to think that you starved yourself and that it's dying, and it's going to latch onto that stuff and store it real quick, and you're not going to see the results that you want.
Yeah, exactly. Next.
So it just, just this, that is just one of the many, many silly claims made by the surprisingly non-satirical website Natural News. Now, Natural News is an interesting website.
Owned by Gawker.
Yeah, is it?
No, I don't know.
That'd be funny. many of which end up getting hundreds of thousands of Facebook shares. The site run by Health Ranger.
That's the Power Ranger no one cares about.
Right, Health Ranger.
Yeah, I'm Health
Blue,
Ranger.
Black, green, pink, yellow, and health.
You know, Health is brown.
He's
Poopoo Ranger.
He's quinoa colored.
I don't know what that is. Quinoa?
Quinoa is like a gluten free grain.
Oh, okay. Got it.
In the paleo diet, people love quinoa.
I love quinoa.
Yeah. Health Ranger. I'm guessing they forgot to put self proclaimed. In front of that.
King of pop.
His name is Mike Adams. He feeds conspiracy theories and publishes articles on alternative medicines. In terms of sources, it's pretty far from reputable.
Yeah. That sounds like the shit Joe Rogan reads and talks about.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of wacky opinions on health.
There's apparently a Slate article that just rips Natural News apart.
Good.
So if you're interested in finding out why Natural News is a bunch of horseshit, visit slate.com.
Okay. Next.
Hoax number 7.
Yay.
Banksy got arrested.
I remember this one.
I fell for this one.
Didn't happen.
I read this article and went, what the fuck? Really?
It was reading that article that made me realize, oh shit, what he's doing is illegal. Like, I never realized that before, because everyone was just like, Banksy's great.
By the way,
I think he's a little overrated.
Look, art in general is all about hype.
Yeah.
Here's a little peek behind the curtain here of the art industry.
Oh.
There are people whose job it is to purchase, they're purchase agents for artists.
Yeah.
To purchase the artist's work.
Yeah.
When it goes to gallery.
Uh huh.
To drive up the price of the other paintings in the collection. It's the line theory that if there are people standing in a line, people will be attracted to stand in that line.
Yeah.
Because they think that something important is about to happen.
Yeah.
It's also the idea that if somebody else thinks it's important or worth something, then it justifies everybody else for paying that price or whatever.
Right.
So they'll purchase at a certain level or a certain price point some of the paintings, so that when people go in to view the gallery when it opens, there's already a couple paintings that are already purchased at a certain price. So then when the people walk through the gallery and look to, like, oh, well, I want to get one of these paintings because apparently they're a commodity.
Yeah.
And they're worth $10,000, you know, then they feel justified paying $10,000 to that artist, you know, for another one of their paintings, or to commission the artist at a certain price to paint something else for them.
Yeah.
But it's all hype.
Yeah.
It's all kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
So
fuck Banksy.
Yeah.
Glad he got arrested, even though he didn't.
But the article that I read about Banksy getting arrested was so ordinary. Like, it didn't seem like a satirical news. Like, usually there's some far-fetched.
Here's the problem.
Like, The Onion.
Yeah.
There's always a little hook.
Here's
always
the problem.
A punchline.
Is there's a new crop of satirical news websites that don't have clever writers like The Onion.
Right.
So they just post flat-out lies.
Right.
And then be like, ah, we're kidding. It's like going, hey, Corey,
here's a fun fact.
I bought a new pair of shoes. And you go, really? And I go, no, you fucking asshole. Got ya. It's like, well,
that's exactly what it is.
Doesn't matter.
That's exactly what this article was. And I think that's why it's just trying to get people to share it as many times as possible, because people think it's true. It's fun when it's an April Fool's joke and people forget that it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
When it's just a Tuesday in August. You know,
yeah.
Leave it alone. But yeah, during his New York City rampage, rumors started circulating that he got arrested.
I actually do own a Banksy original.
Oh, do you?
No, I got you, fucking asshole. All right.
Hoax number 6.
All right.
This one infuriates me every time I see it.
The vaccines cause autism.
Well, no, that was a 2012.
Oh, sorry.
No, the stuff about Facebook in particular and its policies. Hoax number 6 is Facebook is going to start charging users.
I remember this stupid one.
This hoax, almost as old as Facebook itself, apparently still makes the rounds now and then.
Yeah, it does.
A satirical report published on a satirical news outlet. Fucking satirical news. There should be some sort of code of conduct. No, like, write whatever the fuck you want. But you should have to clearly state this is satirical news.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know.
You know what it should say? We're trying to be The Onion.
That's what
they should have to put.
At the end of every article, have to have a little disclaimer. So, like, you get through the article thinking, oh, my God, this fucking happened, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you could share it to try to trick your friends or whatever. But at the end, you're let in on the thing because these types of satirical news stories could really affect other things, like real tangible things.
It's just they're lying and then go, ah, got ya.
It's like yellow journalism.
They're not funny.
Right?
Like Onion article titles are funny.
Right. There's a punchline.
There's a punchline to the title. And these are just like, bah, we're lying. This is awful.
Anyway, a satirical report published on a satirical news outlet stating that social media site would begin charging users $2.99 per month to avoid an unrecoverable financial burden was shared over 2.3 million times on Facebook.
Yeah, fucking idiots. There's another one that goes around, too, that's like just, you're all fucking stupid.
I think that one might also be on
this okay.
list.
Then I'll wait for you to get to it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll mention it.
Okay.
Later.
Next.
It's Facebook will never charge users, and they make their money selling ads and your personal information. So. Hoax number 5. This one I fell for.
Okay.
I didn't read an article, but I heard, I saw grumblings on it on Twitter and whatnot. And I was like, oh shit, that's cool. Pluto is a planet again.
I remember seeing that.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's cool. Like, good for Pluto.
I was so,
and then
like,
thought nothing else of it, but I fell for it.
I didn't fall for it, but what I, like, okay, I kind of fell for it because I thought it was a real story, but I also still said bullshit.
Right.
Like, because it was like, these other scientists said it is. It's like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
The other one said it isn't, so fuck you. Because I'm all for Pluto not being a planet.
Yeah, the headline of the article was, wait, what? Pluto a planet again?
Yeah, I remember seeing this.
And the people have spoken. Pluto is a planet. You know, each garnered thousands of Facebook shares.
Yeah, and it's not.
What they actually meant is that Pluto regained its planetary... wait, hold on. we're merely referring to an event, not that Pluto had regained its planetary status.
Yeah.
But that... an event at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, three physicists debated about keeping Pluto as a planet. And when the audience was asked which side had won, they sided with Pluto.
Okay.
Because everybody here on Earth loves Pluto.
So they did a mock
trial.
Because
it's the planet named after Mickey's dog.
Of course. So they did a mock trial for Pluto.
Sort of. Yeah. They sort of mock trialed Pluto.
Oh, God.
But
mock trial with J. Reinhold.
It's the International Astronomical Union, not everybody else on Earth,
yeah,
that's in charge of deeming Pluto a planet or not.
I'm just going to go by whatever Neil deGrasse Tyson said.
Right.
And he said it's not a planet.
He
fuck
is.
Fuck y'all. All y'all. If you don't like me, blow me. More rap lyrics.
He is the definitive end-all be-all for all things space.
Yep.
Yes. Hoax number 4. I saw this one, immediately went bullshit, and then thought, really? People fell for this?
Yeah. What is it?
Hoax number 4. A bunch of people were dumb enough to charge their iPhones in a microwave.
I think I shared that to try to trick my friends.
I loved this hoax.
Yeah.
I knew right away it was a hoax.
Yeah.
But the comments section on those shared, like the articles and whatnot, were so great because there was a lot of people like, fuck you. Now I got to go get another iPhone. Like, the people that actually thought that they could put their phone in a microwave.
It'll work.
Because that wasn't in the ad for Apple.
Tote's going to work, brah.
You'd think that if Apple developed a way to charge your phone in a microwave, they would have advertised that or put that up like, yo, guys, legit, just nuke your phone.
30 seconds,
full charge.
100%.
The photo that they have is a blasted out iPhone 4, it looks like, with the Twitter message saying, I tried using the new iOS 8 feature Wave, where you can charge your phone with a microwave. It doesn't work at Apple.
Yeah. And they're like, we never advertised this feature.
It was retweeted almost 3,000 times.
Wow. Next.
But there, that's why. A fake Apple advertisement made its way around the internet. So it was made to look like an Apple advertisement.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I just saw people posting news articles about it.
Yeah.
It was claiming that there was a novel way to charge iPhones by just microwaving them. Suppose the newest operating system featured the ability to interface with your device's radio baseband, allowing it to synchronize with microwave frequencies.
Oh, God.
And use them to recharge your battery. See, I remember reading that line and going, no fucking way.
Yeah.
That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever seen. It seems unlikely that many people bought it. One guy who tweeted this burnt up iPhone followed up with another tweet suggesting that his photo was a hoax.
Huh.
So go figure.
There you go.
But yeah, I think some people may have actually torched their iPhones.
Dipshits.
Next. Hoax number 3 is one that when I read the article, no, when I read the headline, I thought, no fucking way. Somebody posted this article.
Yeah.
And was like, oh my gosh, this is such a sad day. And, I was like, that can't be right. And immediately went to Google to sort of fact check. Anytime there's a death mentioned.
Yeah.
The first thing I do is check like CNN and MSNBC and like,
right.
You know, all of the like reputable news, CBS and, you know, to try to see if they are all reporting the same type of story. Because chances are they're not going to put a satirical death hoax up as a real news story. But this one in particular was a very clever, I have to hand it to this satirical news organization. Okay. The headline was very clever, and the headline was "Actress Betty White dies peacefully in her Los Angeles home." Now, dies in the title is spelled D-Y-E-S, so it's die like as in dyeing her hair.
She's dying her so fucking hair.
Very cleverly written. Like you have to hand it to this particular.
That's
article.
A good one.
But the way it's phrased makes it really sound like you skip right over it. Because I read that headline two or three times and didn't even catch the spelling error.
Yeah.
Because it's so sensational. Like, she dies peacefully and I'm like, what the fuck? What? No, that can't be right. That can't be right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it came from Empire News, which is another satirical site, back in September. And it was, shared over 2 million times on Facebook.
Those people go, R.I.P. Betty White.
Yeah. Tons of people. Like, I think it was even like one of those trending thing, like trending Betty White, you know. It was crazy. And everybody was so sincere. Like it was almost sad because people were like outpouring, like, as I think like Robin Williams had just died or like
it was around there.
There was one major death that had just happened and then this article came out and they're like, what now, Betty White?
Oh no.
You know? And everybody fell for that hook, line, and sinker. That was a big one. That caught me at first, but I thought I need to fact check all these deaths. You know, because there's so many death hoaxes out there.
Literally this one skipped me. I did not remember this.
You don't remember this one at all?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I completely missed this one.
Apparently on Twitter, nobody really got the joke. Mm. There was just a shit ton, like even more than the Facebook 2 million where people were going apeshit about Betty White dying. So that was hoax number 3.
I'm rewatching Golden Girls right now. R.I.P. Betty White.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
I'm going to go watch Lake Placid. In memoriam.
Yeah.
Hoax number 2. Okay, yeah, this will wrap up just in time for break in a game.
Okay.
Hoax number 2. Both number 2 and number 3 are both death hoaxes.
Okay.
I think hoax number 3 should have been number 2 because it was more clever. But hoax number 2 is that Macaulay Culkin had died.
I remember seeing that one. And I went, oh, let's see if other sites have this. Nope. Okay. It's bullshit.
Right. According to Snopes, a fake Facebook memorial page for the former child star kicked off this rumor. Now, this is why it's probably number 2, is that somebody created a fan page for his memorial.
Yeah.
and then got a bunch of people to like that page.
I think I saw, too, that like this rumor comes back every few years.
Yeah.
Like, it's been going for a while.
I think it comes and goes every, like, 3 or 6 months. Like, I see Macaulay Culkin is dead a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this one, you know, one of the main sources is this, memorial Facebook page that popped up. Unfortunately, or fortunately, Macaulay Culkin is still very much alive. The best part of their little article here is that Culkin has been touring with his band Pizza Underground.
Ooh.
They mention that he has a band, and it's called Pizza Underground. Take a guess at what you think music Pizza Underground does.
The kind of music
it's
I want.
Macaulay Culkin.
Kind of music I want to eat.
Sure. The concept for the band Pizza Underground. Here we go.
Okay. Italian music.
His band Pizza Underground. Which replaces Velvet Underground lyrics with pizza.
All right, I love it. I love it. I'm all on. I'm just play it all day. This is great. Pete's Underground. My all five choices on my top five favorite songs of 2014 list.
They're a Velvet Underground cover band, and they just sing pizza. Go figure.
Pizza, pizza, mm-hmm. pizza, pizza.
And hoax number one,
yeah,
of 2014.
Number one
is the doozy that we were hinting at earlier with the Facebook is going to charge. This one infuriates me because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
I think I know what we're talking about. I think I know what we're talking about. What is it?
You will find posts like this on Facebook. Those reading this text can copy it and paste it on their Facebook page. This will allow them to place themselves under the protection.
Yes!
By this release, I tell Facebook that it's strictly forbidden from sharing, distributing, broadcasting, or taking any other action.
These fucking idiots who post their own goddamn made-up disclaimer.
Yeah.
You cannot use my items because I'm posting it right here due to the blah, blah, blah act that doesn't exist.
This status update keeps your Facebook safe. No, it doesn't.
Nope.
After Facebook changed its terms and conditions earlier this year, a bunch of people started copying and pasting the same status update on their profiles. I see this from so many of my friends, and I think,
are you this stupid?
How does that do anything?
Yeah.
The post, written in fake legalese, supposedly reclaimed the rights to any images, videos, or words the user uploads to Facebook. But no matter how many times hoaxes like this one run amok, status updates can't help you.
No, not at all.
It says even if you could retroactively change your terms that you agreed to when you signed up for the site, the gibberish legal text doesn't do shit.
By the way, I forgot to mention when you brought up the pain for Facebook hoax, some of those will also be like, Facebook is going to start charging unless
you
comment on with this post gets a million comments. Like, what?
Also,
that's how they're going to judge it?
Breast cancer exists unless you take a picture of your purse and tell us where you like to put it. You know, that kind of shit too.
Yeah.
By the way, Facebook doesn't own copyrights to any of your material.
Yeah.
They never have, they never will. They just own the right to display it.
Fucking legal disclaimers
on their website, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah.
So those are the top 11 hoaxes of 2014. I think we came away unscathed. It was only a couple, and they weren't really all that serious. And the real big ones we didn't fall for anyways.
So. Yeah, I agree.
Good on a pat on our backs.
Yeah, pat our backs, everybody. Pat our fucking back.
I think that brings us to a break.
A break. Well, you know what, sir? Before a break, motherfucker.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. My favorite time of the podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
time for the break.
That was a perfect setup. I got all excited. It's time for another Docky Wheat's fun fact. Docky Wheat's fun fact. It's fact and it's fun. Christmas is coming up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I wanted to do a little
Should
bit
we
of a,
read these as Butch and Burst always?
No. I wanted to do today's fun fact. Christmas themed.
Christmas.
So when Mary, Virgin Mary, was about to give birth,
To Jesus.
Her and Joseph tried to check into an inn, but they were all booked up. So the innkeeper let them go in the manger,
which was Santa,
where she gave birth to baby Jesus.
Oh,
that's the classic story that we all know. Yeah. What a lot of people do not realize is that this inn got a lot of notoriety at the time because of this. They're like, oh shit,
really?
That baby Jesus was born in their fucking manger. Holy Christ. So, holy Christ. Ha ha. So yeah, this inn got a lot of notoriety and they actually were able to expand their business.
Mm-hmm.
They started opening up more locations throughout Jerusalem.
They expanded.
Yeah, they expanded. Later throughout Europe. Like they became a big inn company. And they eventually expanded worldwide.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize this, but this business that started way back then in the year zero still exists to this day.
Is zero AD or BC?
It's kind of it's AC. It's like Slater from Saved by the Bell. This business still exists today.
Does it really?
This inn started in the year fucking zero.
The family business.
Still exists today.
That was Jesus' manger inn.
Yes.
The inn that is anti-Jesus.
Well, they said, look, we're all booked up. Have the manger.
Right.
So I'd say that that's a pro.
Because
they were booked.
Does this company still offer mangers?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're more modern now.
Balcony rooms.
This business still exists, and it is known as Holiday Inn. And it's named so because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Henry Christ, was born on a holiday.
Yeah, he was born on a holiday.
He was born on a holiday, so they're like, Holiday Inn.
There you go.
Yeah. How lucky for them that he happened to be born on Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
That was very lucky.
Yes.
Very lucky.
Yes, yes. And we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. Theme song.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Doc.
I switched our names. Nah. Classic comedy.
I am the doctor. Yeah. That scared the shit out of me.
Get it?
It's like, the fuck is going on?
I am the doctor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't tease anything going into the break.
We didn't.
So, yeah. Although there was another interesting story.
Okay.
Before we go into another game.
Another game.
We'll try out a new game.
A new game.
To keep us going towards the end of the show. But before that, there was a really crazy article that I read today. I think it was on the LA Times. Is that a news organization that you're okay with?
Yeah, but it's pronounced the Latimes.
Latimes. Latimes.
Latimes.
I read it on latimes.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
.com.
.com. And it basically said that the U.S. government secretly released its ban on marijuana.
I saw this. You're forgetting an important word there.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Well, yeah, essentially, there was some other bill that
there was
that
some
was,
giant fucking that was bill. Passed.
It was like 1,000 pages long.
Yeah.
And tucked away in one of the little corners was that they were going to stop the prohibition, basically, of the federal prohibition of medical marijuana for states that have legally allowed it to happen.
Yeah, so like no longer raiding dispensaries as we saw happen in Super Jaime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's what I'm waiting for, by the way. That to be on next year's hoax list.
Really?
This thing.
It was from Latimes.
Latimes. Okay, I trust Latimes.
Right? Like that's a real newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're right. You're right.
I mean, I hope it isn't because it's a step in the right direction.
It is, totally. But yeah, it was in the middle of another bill.
Yeah, for something completely different, right?
And yeah, and they were just like, by the way,
was that pork barrel? What is that called? Pork earring? Dog? Pig earring? What's it called? There's a fucking term for it.
Earmarking.
Earmarking? That's what it is? Where they put in something unrelated to the bill?
I believe so.
To help get votes for it to pass?
Yeah.
Right?
It might be pork fucking.
Pork fucking. Let's call it pork fucking.
They pork fucked it in.
Yeah. But yeah, essentially, it removes prohibition on marijuana,
medical marijuana,
medical marijuana. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you gotta be clear.
Well, there's the states that have made it legal for everybody to use, and I think that's the way that the country's obviously going eventually.
Yeah.
It may take 15 years, but I think the U.S. in our lifetime will be like marijuana will be like alcohol in America.
Yeah, I believe that too.
In the very near future.
I mean, there's this whole, I don't know if this is an old wives' tale, but that whole thing about the whole reason weed's illegal is because the cotton industry was threatened by the hemp industry.
And tobacco.
Yeah.
Our two main exports were cotton and tobacco.
Yeah.
Weed eliminates effectively both of them.
Yeah.
And weed is a lot easier to cultivate and to grow.
Right.
On a private basis.
I mean, potheads can grow it in their closet, and it's beautiful.
and it
pot
still works.
Heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
and
yeah,
they're high as fuck.
It's pretty easy to grow.
Yeah, exactly.
They are high as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although there is a system to
my
it.
My favorite, they are high as giraffe pussy.
That's David Tell.
I probably.
I think that's David Tell. Yeah. I'm not a big pot smoker.
Yeah.
But I am a fan of the movement. Like I don't think that pot is all that dangerous.
I'm an occasional.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've imbibed.
Yeah. Here's what I am. I rarely seek it.
Mm-hmm. But if it's around, you'll smoke it.
Yeah, and then there are times where I've seeked it, but those are so rare.
Right.
Like I probably haven't gotten high in year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be sort of the same way. Like if it was around, like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't have any aversion to it for people who smoke it regularly. Like whatever, that's your thing. Mainly because I see how they act on it, and it isn't as destructive as somebody who drinks all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the effects of alcohol seem very apparent pretty quickly, that it could go south sort of at any moment.
Right, right, right.
You know, one sort of raw emotion, touched and you could just go off, when you're under the influence of alcohol.
You know what? Fuck you, Corey.
Yeah. When you're high, it's just like, dude,
you don't, look,
man.
You don't even care about me.
Exactly.
That's drunk guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, you don't even care. If I fucking died tonight, you wouldn't even care. Yeah.
You should just punch me in the face right now.
Just punch me in the face.
Just as hard as you can.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking care.
Come
just
on,
do
pussy,
it.
Punch me in the face.
Exactly.
Shoving you.
Weed, it's like, I said something wrong to you. What's your response? Man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
What do you mean? You're being silly.
Right?
Yeah.
And like police officers often know,
I love you, man.
Like the signs too that police look for that I've heard.
Yeah.
Drunk people, aside from the swerving and whatnot, the main sign that police look for a drunk driver is they're driving at night without their headlights on.
What?
That's like the number one.
They like forget to turn like their lights on?
Well, yeah, because other people have their lights on.
Yeah.
And the street lights are on, so you can see the road.
Yeah.
As you're driving away from the bar, but you forget to turn on your own headlights.
Okay.
So typically, when you see somebody who doesn't have their headlights on, they're probably
or they drunk logic and they go, "Look, if I have my lights off, they won't see me, and I can get
there's
home."
There's probably also yeah. that, right?
Yeah.
The number one sign that somebody is driving while under the influence on weed is they're driving exactly the speed limit.
Cruise control. Let's get it. Boom. Yeah. There we go.
They are fucking, it's 15.
See,
25. 20, get to 25. Let's lock in.
This is why I hate cops. Because just let, they're driving the speed limit.
Exactly.
Just let them go.
Exactly.
Well, but they're like, that guy's driving the speed limit. He's probably
high. They're not going.
Let me pull him over.
Well, they're driving the exact speed limit when the flow of traffic is much faster than the speed limit. So
then pull over one of those faster fucks because right. they're wrong.
Right. I know. But yeah, that's those yeah. the two signs that you know, and one sort of seems destructive, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, I don't have any problem with weed. As far as myself, like I don't ever smoke it anymore. I had a really bad reaction the last time I smoked.
Oh, really?
Weed that drove me away from it completely.
What was that? I don't know the story.
No, my record company had rented out a
my record company. That doesn't work.
No, not as well.
Yeah,
we had rented out a studio to do a bunch of recording for a whole summer's worth of
Ooh,
sessions.
A summer's eve.
And the first night we got the keys, we were all jacked up. We decided to celebrate.
Yeah.
With a little bit of weed smoking.
Yeah.
Right. And We all went around taking hits.
Yeah.
And I was the last one to take a hit.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes after I took that hit, the one hit,
yeah.
I realized that was probably the worst decision I had ever made that night.
Oh, no. You had a wrong marijuana.
I had a bad trip, I guess.
Oh,
like
it wasn't
even that bad. Like I didn't feel panicky. I didn't feel super anxious. I didn't feel paranoid. I didn't feel like the world was turning in on me or darkness
yeah.
was happening or whatever. I just realized that like my body is not responding the way it should to doing this particular narcotic.
Okay.
yeah, I started to feel very, very heavy. Like I couldn't lift up my arms. Like my breathing started to become very paced. And it felt like there was a jackhammer on my chest.
Oh, no.
That was just every time I stopped thinking about my breathing and my heartbeat, it would just go crazy.
Yeah.
And then I had to like really focus in on like making sure my heart still beat and like that I was breathing at a normal rate. And then it would sort of lessen.
Oh, wow.
But it was still there. And then obviously, you know, the face tingles and like the, you know, feeling like you're walking on clouds.
I love that part.
Which are all cool, right?
Yeah.
And I thought I remember thinking to myself 3 minutes after, like, okay, this is going to hit me a little weird. But it'll only last about an hour and then I'll be cool. I can go home.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Cause that's typically the cycle. Like one hit, it yeah. hits you, you let it ride and then you're good.
Yeah. And then it goes away.
You know, an hour, maybe two tops. But it got progressively worse, you know. Like I lost sort of the ability to open and close my hands.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Was this
laced with something?
I have no idea. No, see, I don't know because the other two people that I was doing it with
perfectly fine.
We're perfectly fine. In fact, wow. One of them was like, "Yeah, I don't really feel it." Like really, you took a bigger hit than I did.
Maybe they slipped you salvia or some shit.
I had smoked salvia before, yeah. And I wasn't affected by it nearly at all in this way.
Oh wow.
You know, it was super weird. I've had this the jackhammer chest thing happen before.
Yeah.
At my bachelor party, we smoked some weed, and I remember feeling the jackhammer thing, and like pacing out my breathing and whatnot. And I remember it being annoying because I couldn't like enjoy the high because I was too focused on
yeah
the vibration.
Weird.
And I was like, this is shitty. Like, fuck. Like, I can't just be like, hey, man, I'm cool and giggle. Yeah. Like, I just have this fucking jackhammer chest. But that's as far as it went. This night, it went much further. I ended up having to lean against a couch for support because I felt like I was going to fall over and I wasn't going to be able to catch myself. So I was trying to like post myself up on the back of this couch. And then eventually that wasn't working. And, I remember like, losing sort of, all muscle movement in my cheeks.
Yeah.
And then my eyelids started to close. and I could barely keep them open. And it was really weird is I was completely cognizant the entire time. Like I knew exactly what was happening around me. Yeah. I knew what was shutting down. I knew, sort of where I was, where the other two were. I was listening to their conversation. I wanted to respond, but I couldn't talk, you know, like, cause I couldn't move my mouth, wow. Whatever. I finally made my way sort of, I was like, I need to sit down because I'm going to collapse. I'm going to collapse. Like it's inevitable, right?
Yeah.
So I need to be proactive while I still have enough energy. I need to get around the other side of the couch and sit down. That way I'm at least in a safe spot.
Yeah.
Where if I sort of slump over, I'm on a couch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt myself, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like I had the wherewithal to know, like, be safe about this.
Yeah.
You know? And so I walk around to the other side of the couch. It now, probably took me 15 minutes.
Let me ask you, you were sitting when this started, right?
No, I was standing.
You were standing?
I was standing until I decided to get on the couch.
Okay, because I've gotten like high before and I'm sitting.
Yeah.
And then I get up and then I go, whoa.
Right.
I'm way higher than I thought I was. Because when you stand up, it's suddenly like, hello.
Yeah. Blood rushes to your extremities.
Yeah, and it's like, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me when I drink, too. Like,
yeah, me too.
You stand
too.
Up and you're like, oh.
I'm drunk as shit.
I'm drunker than I thought. Yeah. I was sitting here having a conversation completely lucid, and I got up, and I'm fucking plastered.
Yeah.
Yeah, similar. No. This, I was standing the entire time until I realized that I needed to be in a safe, cushy spot.
Yeah.
Because I was going to collapse.
You're like,
you know?
Couch.
Yeah. And the other two are like, they're on the computer. They're playing music. They're playing instruments. They're like completely fully functioning. And I'm like, the fuck? The fuck happened? Right. So I get around and I manage to sit myself down on the couch. And that's when they notice, like, Are you all right, man?
Corey's fucked up.
Yeah. Are you cool?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's hitting me really hard. I just need to ride it out. And they were like, oh, all right, cool. And so they were sort of periodically checking on me throughout the night. But you remember that there was a PSA a few years ago where it was like two girls and one of them was like sitting on a couch and she was disappointed in her friend and then it pans over to her friend and she's completely melted into the couch.
Yeah, I remember.
She's flat.
Stupid one.
She's like liquid.
Yeah.
You know? That's the way I felt.
That's how you felt?
It's exactly how I felt.
Bleh, I am one with the couch.
As soon as I hit the couch, I sort of became one with the couch.
Yeah.
And I could not move. My arms went dead. Like my legs were completely useless.
Yeah.
I remember just sort of like posturing myself when I sat down against the armrest so that I could stay in a seated position and have my weight shifted so that if I fell, I fell into the armrest and I would keep myself posted up.
Yeah.
So I would stay in a seated position. And the entire time I was just trying to focus on my breathing and like my heartbeat and like, let's just ride it out. Just ride it out. You know, like stay calm. You're cool. Right. Convincing myself that like, it's just weed, man. You know?
I just remembered. just the, like them looking at you on the couch. I just remembered a time I got drunk with friends, and one of my friends went to the bathroom, and at that moment I sat on the couch, and I did that thing where I kind of tucked my legs under myself to sit, and just sat on the couch and just sort of like relaxed and gelled out and stared off into space. And when my friend walked out of the bathroom, he just bursted out laughing and he goes, you look like a Muppet that they like were like, oh, we're done with this, and they set it aside. He thought I looked like a Muppet that was like,
you're a Muppet without a hand,
a Muppet that's not being used at the moment, that's just kind of like, buh.
Were you holding onto sticks with your hands?
He took a picture of me and showed me, and I'm like, that does look like a Muppet. So I just had a weird flashback of that when you're talking about being melted into the couch.
That's probably what I look like, I wasn't panicked, though. Like, I wasn't. Yeah. I didn't feel like this is never going to end. You know, like I was able to rationalize it, be like, yeah, this'll all fly over. I'll only have to sit like this for like an hour.
Yeah.
Tops. Like it'll be totally cool. An hour goes by. No difference.
Oh no.
Yeah. They finally look back at me and, I'm sort of responding, but I can't really talk. And, they're like, dude, you're way fucked up. Yeah. They're like, how much did you smoke? I was like, I just the one hit. And they're like, just the one hit? And they're like, I don't even feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I shouldn't feel it anymore either.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is pretty ridiculous, but just give me another hour. I'll write it out. 15 minutes later from that point, I realized that I'm going to be ill.
Oh, you're going to throw up.
Yeah. Like I can feel my body's urge.
Coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can
Lord.
Feel my body's urge to reject everything that, I've done tonight. My body mm-hmm. going, you've made every bad choice. Let's just get rid of it. Purge, purge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I remember sort of getting their attention somehow and be like, hey guys, I think I'm going to vomit. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to vomit. You probably want to get something because I can't get up to move myself to a bathroom.
Yeah.
And like, do you want me to get you up? Like they were like, do you need us to carry you to the bathroom? And I was like, no, it's going to come out pretty soon. Just get me something to throw up into.
Yeah.
And then once it passes, we'll figure out another solution. And very calm about it. Right. Like not at all like, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. Blah, you know?
Yeah.
And then I waited.
Guys, I'm going to throw up, exactly. And I need you to fetch me a bucket post-haste.
The only thing they could find in the studio that we were renting was a dinner plate in the little kitchenette that it had.
That is not what you want to throw up
it
into.
It is not what you want to throw up into.
Yeah, because you really, it's not into, it's on.
Yeah. Soup does not get served on a dinner plate. So they hand me the dinner plate. And they're like, we're going to find something else.
Yeah.
But if you got to go, like, just try not, like, try to squeeze it off.
Keep
before
it in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. So I end up throwing up on the plate.
Oh.
Not enough to like, overflow the plate. But, okay, like, good. You know, there was I managed to sort of keep a good amount on or whatever.
Yeah. And then you threw it like a Frisbee.
At them. Just, yeah. I have my energy back. This was all a ploy.
The badness is out.
Yeah. No, I threw up. And I remember not really feeling all that great. Like usually when you're drunk and you throw up, you're like, God, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
That was not necessarily the case. Like I threw up and then the vibration would get super amplified and then sort of die down.
Huh.
And, I was like, I need something else quickly because this plate is no longer going to hold 2 times throwing up and I'm going to throw up again.
Yeah.
And they eventually found the biggest container that they could.
There was no trash can in this fucking place?
No trash can. The trash can was like a waste basket with like, it was like a weaved basket. It wasn't like
a
solid
gross.
Trash can.
Ugh. Like,
I would have just thrown up onto my lap and strained that
horse shit.
Yeah.
It was like look, my son made this weaved basket. I'm going to use that as my trash
can. Just a paper waste basket.
Yeah.
There were larger trash cans, like the ones that you put out in the street, just outside the door, but you can't really bring
just
those
fucking
in.
Fucking bring
just,
it in. We'll tip it towards you. And
yeah,
just,
exactly. The biggest thing they could find was in the freezer, the tray that collects the ice from the ice maker, which is sizable.
Yeah.
The best thing about it, though, is like it's a big rectangle, but the front of it is cut out perfect for my chin to rest into.
Nice.
So like I'm in a super laid back slouch position. I just rested it on my chest.
With this cold pail.
Yeah. On my chest, right? And I just sort of put my chin up over the lip and like just waited for more throw up to happen. Yeah. And then when I would go to throw up, I would just lift it up off my stomach so that I would hit the back of the pail and then drop it back down on my stomach so it would all drain away from my face.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't be sitting just in vomit. Yeah. It was really the perfect solution.
Nice.
But I ended up throwing up on and off in bursts for about an hour.
Butch and burst.
Yeah, it was like an hour solid of just being
like,
throwing up. Oh, okay, I think it's done. Nope, here it comes again. For an hour. And at the end of that hour, they were like, we're calling your wife.
And my wife!
They were asking throughout that whole process, like, do you want us to call your wife, man? And I was like, no, I'm going to ride this out. It's only going to last another hour.
Yeah.
I'll totally be cool. But then after the hour of vomiting, and my face getting bloodshot and like capillaries around my eyes just bursting.
Yeah.
They ended up calling my wife, and it was the saddest moment I've ever had with my wife. With her coming in super disappointed, like not angry, like everybody expected like a firestorm of just pissed off Corey's wife to come in. And she was very calm and like business only.
Yeah.
We need to get this, this, and this.
Yeah.
He needs to be there, and there. And I need to leave now.
Okay.
You know, she couldn't find anybody.
What did she do? Get you Pedialyte?
No. They gave me some water. While I was waiting for her to show up, the only part I don't remember is from the time they called my wife to the time that she showed up.
Oh, it was like an instant. They called and then she was there.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to call your wife. And in my memory banks, they say, I'm going to call your wife. And then my wife is standing next to me saying that you need to get up.
Yeah.
So I think once.
Maybe she's like Beetlejuice.
Maybe.
Corey's wife.
Oh, here she is.
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
Yeah, I think. Once I realized that they had called my wife and that she was coming to get me, I may have just fallen asleep and like let myself just sort of rest.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to just ride it out at that point. But yeah, she shows up and she couldn't. It was like by that time it was like 1 a.m. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had taken the hit at 10:30-ish.
Yeah.
Started throwing up 11:30. So like 12:30, she shows up at 1.
Okay.
So like almost 3 hours of this terrible high. I go to get in the car. Like I manage enough strength to stand up, walk to the car, assisted, get in the passenger seat. And as I'm getting in the passenger seat, I realize my kid is asleep in his car seat directly behind me. I felt like the shittiest father. On the face of the fucking planet. Your burnout fucking dad.
I also, for some reason, I assume this was pre-kid.
No. He was very young.
Yeah.
He was very, very young baby, but like, yeah, no, I felt like the shittiest father ever. Like, I'd smoked weed before. I had many encounters with marijuana before, never had this extreme of an experience. And, knowing myself and knowing my own limitations, I know, like, I take one hit. If I get high, like, within an hour, I'll be good. It's happened a ton of times where I've been perfectly fine. This time, it stuck with me. It was almost like I ate an edible that was spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, like, I ate a year-old pot brownie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made me sick.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fucked up.
I felt super shitty towards my kid. I felt like a shitty husband. Felt like I was letting everybody down.
Yeah.
You know, and
you ruined whatever that party was supposed to be. That little get together.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The celebratory. We got a studio.
Yeah.
It really ruined marijuana for me for life though. Like wow. I won't touch it again.
Well, it's next week we're doing a high show.
I'll do mine on Percocets.
There you go. Do we have time for a game?
We do. We got like half an hour left.
Okay. Well, that's good then. I got an idea for a game. Well, it's not my idea. Because the name of the game is the Inglourious Basterds game.
Okay.
And it's the game that they actually play in Inglourious Basterds in the bar scene.
Okay.
Where they have the names on the foreheads and, you have to ask questions to guess who you are.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? We're going to write a name.
Yeah, we're going to write
a piece of paper.
I'm
going to
write
a
name and put it on your forehead. You're going to write a name and put it on my forehead.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes or no questions only?
Yeah, yes or no questions only.
Okay.
And once someone answers no, that's when the next person gets to go.
Oh, okay.
Like if you get a bunch of yeses in a row, you can keep going.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to get out some paper here. Here's your piece.
Thank you.
And go ahead and write a name there for my forehead.
Okay. All right. Don't look.
I'm not looking. I'm just putting it right on my forehead.
Lick it first.
Oh, yeah. That's why it didn't stick.
Okay. There you go.
And then here's yours. Yeah,
write one for me. All right. That paper tastes like shit. All right. Here we go. Right. Okay. Firmly placed. There
yes,
we go.
All there right. There we go. Okay. So,
You go first.
Okay. Am I a man?
Yes.
Ooh. Am I a young man?
No.
All right. Your turn.
Am I an entertainer?
Yes.
Okay. Am I female?
No.
Okay. Your turn.
This
is hard because I got to keep track of.
Yeah. Am I an entertainer?
Yes.
Am I an actor?
Yes.
Am I George Clooney?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Am I George Clooney?
No.
Oh, okay.
Am I still alive?
Yes.
Am I still acting?
Yes. Yeah. I had to think about that for a second.
Am I a comedic actor?
Yes.
There was hesitation. Do I also do drama?
Yes.
Am I Bill Murray?
You are.
Yes! So Doc I won, wins. But let's go ahead and finish yours.
All right, let's see here.
Yeah.
So I'm a male. I'm an entertainer. Am I in movies?
Yes.
Okay. Am I a relevant star now?
I'm going to say no.
No. Okay.
So, it hurts me to say that.
So an older era actor. At least a movie generation ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Have I been in major franchises?
Yes.
Like a big role in a major franchise?
Not a big role.
Not a big role.
No, but in major franchises.
Huh. Do I want to let the Wookiee win?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure that you didn't think that Han Solo was a minor character.
No, I would never say that.
Okay. Fuck. Have I won an award? Like an Academy Award?
No.
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 Do I direct?
No.
No. Shit. I'm hitting a lot of dead ends here. I'm an actor?
Yeah.
Specifically? Or exclusively?
No.
No.
Not exclusively.
But I'm not a director?
No.
Do I do other things other than act?
Mm-hmm.
In entertainment?
Yep.
Am I musical?
No.
Damn. The fuck? Am I a stand-up comedian?
Yes.
Okay. Stand-up comedian, I'm an actor, but I'm not relevant anymore.
That is the harshest fucking thing. That's hilarious.
Am I still alive?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Yes. I did not mean for that relevant thing to sound as mean as it does. I was talking more of the acting side.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like as a Hollywood
actor
entity,
rarely not seen these days.
Okay.
Okay.
Does my stand-up comedy involve lots of sounds?
No.
No.
Going for the Michael Winslow?
No. I was going the Dane Cook route because a lot of people criticize him. Like he's just sounds.
Yeah. No.
Do I often wear sweatpants now?
No.
Because that's a bit from a particular stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay.
That you would have to know.
I was going to say, it's not me.
Wackety smackety do. Yeah. He has a whole bit about
sweatpants. Yeah.
So not Patton Oswalt.
No.
Stand-up comedian who's still alive, who has acted but doesn't really act.
Yeah.
Fuck. Comedic roles and dramatic roles?
No.
Just comedic roles?
Yes.
Okay. Would one say that I have a rubber face?
No.
Damn.
And he's done dramatic roles. They've just been shitty.
They don't count. Am I a known pothead?
No.
Damn. Do I do like cartoon character voices?
A lot.
Really?
Yes.
Am I African American?
No.
Oh, okay. Am I a character actor?
Yeah.
Do I also play straight roles?
No.
No. Only character actor?
Yes.
Stand-up comedian. Only does character acting. I'm older?
Yep.
Like, would I be considered old or just, like, old to a 20-year-old?
Old to a 20-year-old.
So, like, middle-aged?
I'd say so. Probably older than he looks.
Am I an angry comedian?
You sound angry.
Sound angry.
I don't know if you are angry, but you sound angry. I would say there's some anger in there.
Am I a political?
No.
No. Okay, so that rules out Louis Black.
Yeah.
Have I created my own TV show?
No.
Damn, that rules out Louis C.K. Do I like people shitting on my chest?
No.
That rules out Jim Norton. You sound angry. He's not African American.
Nope.
So that rules out Dave Chappelle. Did I do the skit Goat Boy on?
No. This is fun that you don't have it yet. And I got mine so quick.
It's going to be so obvious once you tell me what it is. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But, like, this is so vague. It could be a ton of fucking people.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of cartoon voices.
Yeah.
Feature film cartoon voices?
Yeah.
Or television cartoon voices?
Yes, too. Yes to both.
Stand-up comedian. Would he be considered not just an, like, not an actor, but mainly a voice actor?
There's been definite live action acting. I'd say probably a majority of his work is voice work.
Is the live action acting, like the on-camera roles, are they significant or are they just like bit parts and stuff from early in his career?
They're bit parts, but with a big impact.
Shit.
Yeah. Like there's no like, oh, was he in that? It's, oh yeah, that scene where he shows up.
That scene where he shows
like,
up.
You know that he's in the movie. There's no vagary of like, oh, that was just a little bit part. You, if he's in a movie, you know he's in the movie.
God damn it. Am I Rob Paulson?
No.
No, didn't think so.
No.
He was a musician, not a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Do I still do stand-up comedy?
Yes.
On a regular basis?
Yes.
Oh. Do I have a podcast currently?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless I, you could, because there's so fucking many, but I don't think you do.
Okay. No podcast. Still does stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
As a nationally touring headliner? Or just like...
I'd say headliner. Still.
Like an arena headliner?
No. Clubs.
Am I married to Nikki Cox?
No. Jay Moss. No.
God damn. Just looking at the time. This like, I may have to just get up, give up so we can do plugs.
This is going to take us to the end. I love it.
Am I a prop comic?
I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Is the chat is like, it's this.
Yeah,
it's this
I want
right
to know
now.
If they totally yeah. have it. Which they probably do. I feel like such an idiot.
Not a prop. A prop has been used, but not known as a prop comic. But I know of one bit in particular where a prop was used. But I would. It's not Carrot Top. Not an exclusive prop comic.
It's Todd Glass. He uses a cigarette as a prop.
Yeah, he does. Not him.
Have I produced movies?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Was I on a sitcom?
You have been on a sitcom.
Have been on a sitcom.
Yeah.
A successful sitcom?
Yeah.
Was I a star in that sitcom?
Nope.
Damn.
I will. This is the little hint I'm going to give you that will just sort of steer you a little bit. Sometimes this person's appearances is as himself.
As himself?
Yeah.
Am I Stan Lee?
No. Stan Lee, known for his stand-up comedy. What about a comedian superhero? Shit, they did that in Watchmen.
Like, I'm going through all of the catalog of comedians that I know, and you keep deleting all of them off my list.
I apologize, but you're missing it.
How could I be forgetting a white stand-up comedian who occasionally did bit parts in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm such an idiot. I feel like we should cut this entire thing.
No, it's going in.
Because it makes me look terrible.
This is great. I love that you don't have it yet and that you still have to keep digging.
So, like, the clues aren't helping. Like, all of the information.
I picked a great person.
That I've got doesn't help me.
Yeah.
Because there's 100 on this list of white comedians who occasionally acted in the 80s.
You're going to be really mad when you find out who it is, too. Because you'll be like, of course. You will be of course now at this point.
Dan Aykroyd doesn't do stand-up comedy. No.
Keep asking questions.
Fuck. I hate this game talk. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Do I have a comedy, like an hour comedy special?
You do. You have one.
One comedy special.
One that I know of, yeah.
Was I ever on a sketch show?
No. Ooh, yes. You were.
I was a cast member of a sketch show?
Yes, you were. For, I believe, 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Fuck. Was I on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Ah, fuck. 1 year on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Like, I know Robert Downey Jr. was only on for a year.
That's true.
I know Michael C. Hall was only on.
Anthony
only on
Michael for, Hall.
Whatever. That dude.
Michael C. Hall is Dexter.
It's Dexter. Anthony Michael Hall was only on for a year. But yeah. Neither of them do stand-up comedy. And Robert Downey Jr. is huge right now.
Yeah. And Anthony Michael Hall, I believe, is in Foxcatcher.
Is he?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Am I Dave Koechner?
He was actually on longer than a year, I believe.
Oh, was he? Okay.
But yeah, no, you're not.
Was I on SNL in like the 80s?
Yes.
Fuck, the 80s. 80s SNL. Who the fuck was only on for a year in the 80s? In the 80s?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't the 90s?
If it was the 90s, it was super early 90s.
You sure I'm not Norm MacDonald?
You're before Norm MacDonald.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
He was on for a couple years. Anyway.
Yeah.
I
bet you're friends with Norm MacDonald.
Really?
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are.
Have I had a drug problem?
No.
Damn.
Still alive, remember?
Yeah, Artie Lang is still alive, but he loved heroin.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I thought you were implying Chris Farley.
No.
Yeah.
80s SNL. This hurts my brain, Doc. You don't still think Andy Kaufman is alive, do you?
No. And
he was just a featured guest.
I can tell you, SNL is not the thing to focus on because this person got zero fame from SNL.
No, but like, if I knew it's a shorter list of people that have only spent 1 year on SNL white comedian dudes who were in movies occasionally in the 80s
who are
still headlining comedians now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Is this is a fucking name I would know?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Damn.
You might not be aware that they were ever on SNL. That might be the issue here.
Oh, man. My brain is shutting down. I have no options in my mind to try to steer you towards, and we're dramatically running out of time. Give me a better clue.
Hint. Focus on the voice acting.
Fuck, I forgot he was voice actor.
Yeah.
Voice acting. Disney cartoons?
Yes.
Disney television shows?
Yeah.
But Disney movies?
Yes.
Pixar movies?
No.
No, not Pixar movies. Disney movies. Recent Disney movies?
No.
No. Was I a lovable sidekick in a Disney movie?
Yes.
Okay. Am I a squinty motherfucker?
Yes.
Am I Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes!
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I thought he was dead.
You thought Gilbert
Gottfried? No, I didn't think he was
okay.
dead.
Okay.
God damn it!
You're Gilbert Gottfried.
I should have asked if the voiceover work was movies, television, and commercials.
Yeah.
Because that would have...
Yes, it would have.
I hate this game. We're not playing this game ever again.
Did you know he was on a year of SNL?
I knew he was on SNL. I didn't know that he was only on for a year.
Yeah, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, it was that turnover.
That turn. And what? The fact I was going to say is that after the original cast left, Lorne Michaels left the show,
mm-hmm.
and Dick Ebersol came in and
right.
did like a year or two, and Gilbert was on one of his years. Yeah,
I see. That was like early 80s.
Yeah, super early.
80, 82, maybe?
Probably. Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, Gilbert Gottfried.
Son of a bitch.
Who we actually mentioned earlier in this show.
Yeah, we did. No, yeah, we totally did.
Yeah. And during the during that, I kept slipping and talking like him.
Really?
Yeah, I was going, yes. And and then I did the Stan Lee impression, which was accused of sounding
right.
like Gilbert Gottfried.
Right. But that's because I mentioned Stan Lee. I didn't think about it. Do your fucking plug. End the fucking show.
You can follow me on Twitter @ DocuWeets. Facebook.com/DocuWeets. You can follow me there, too. Two Fat Daleks Christmas episode. It's coming soon because, you know, the Doctor Who Christmas special is going to air on Christmas. And afterwards, we're going to do a special episode of Two Fat Daleks where
Wee-hee!
It's me,
mm-hmm.
it's Rorschach.
Uh-huh, as expected.
It's Corey.
What?
Corey, who invited Corey?
I know. I'm an Ood.
Yes. Corey's is Two Fat Daleks, an Ood, which is Corey.
Yes.
A Santarin, which is Sully from the Sully Show.
Which is hilarious. Although I'm sort of built like a Santarin.
Yeah, it's true. But you got the beard.
But I have
makes
the beard.
Dude.
And
yeah.
little tentacle
and
guys.
And you love
coming
holding
up
balls.
I do love holding balls.
Yeah.
That have like a straw connected to them into my
yeah.
throat.
So Sully the Santarin, and then Kevin from Alcohol by Volume.
Kevin W. Wozniak?
It's not Wozniak.
It's not?
No. And,
what's his name?
Don't ask me to pronounce it, but it's not Wozniak. And Kevin is a Cyberman.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's thin.
Because he's skinny.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're going to do that at like a special Christmas episode breakdown of the Doctor Who Christmas special. Which
That's going to be fun.
Which is called Last Christmas. Starring Nick Frost.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I imagine most of the episode will be talking about how cool Nick Frost was as Santa Claus.
Exactly.
I don't know what adventure they went on, but Nick Frost was awesome as Santa Claus.
Nick Frost, Frost being a snow-themed last name,
right.
and Nick being Saint Nick.
That's true.
Weird.
That is.
It's like he was born to play the role.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that his real name? Or is,
yeah, Nicholas
is,
Frost.
Really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Go figs.
He was destined to play Santa Claus at one point.
Yeah.
Corey's
plugs.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Two Fat Daleks Christmas episode.
Are ya?
I'm going to be on the Christmas special episode of Two Fat Daleks.
You're the newest Doctor Who fan there, too, so we get to we're going to all pick on you.
I'm the newbie. I'll be like, refresh me on what race of aliens that is again.
Exactly.
yeah, it's... I'm really excited to be on Two Fat Daleks. I enjoyed every single episode of your run.
Sweet.
I think I may have even been like the second person besides you and Andy to like the Two Fat Daleks Facebook page.
Whenever it's posts, it does a post. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my plugs. Let's see, you could follow me
at Corey D. Cook.
At Corey D. Cook, that's true. I'm a big idiot. I'm sorry. That game really just deflated me. Gilbert fucking Godfrey. That's a great selection.
Yeah. Because you didn't even think of it.
See, I thought, like, you wouldn't think that I would pick Bill Murray for you.
Yeah. But instead,
that backfired quickly.
Yeah. Bill Murray. Okay, good. I'm out.
I thought about going, like, Dan Aykroyd or Harold Ramis.
Just
to, like, so you would go down the Bill Murray scent.
Yeah.
And because there's so much overlap, especially with Harold Ramis in their early film career.
Yeah.
That it would throw you. Cause then you'd be like, I'm Bill Murray. You'd be like, no.
Aha.
But if you were to, you asked that, am I alive question fairly quickly, and that would have told you not Bill Murray, if I would have been like, no. Unfortunately.
Harold Ramis.
No.
Betty White.
Yeah. Dies peacefully.
Macaulay Culkin.
Not dead.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
follow your record label.
Follow my record label at Arcadian Records. Go to arcadianrecords.com. Buy Irie Me from Jeff Martin on iTunes, Amazon, wherever you get your digital music, or buy Humble Minds release Bright Outside, both of which I've done the album artwork for. So
boom.
Go look at that.
Yeah.
You can donate to my band's GoFundMe account to help us fund our album right now.
Yep.
We were just... that's GoFundMe.com/BDR album.
Mm-hmm.
We were just on, we just played a show, and they, it was at a bar that, was done by Spike TV's, Bar Rescue Show.
Okay.
It got one of those makeovers.
Yeah.
And while we were on that show, or while we were playing that show, they were filming, part of our set for a, Back to the Bar segment that's like an epilogue to the episode.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. So
you might be on Bar Rescue.
If you ever see the Canyon Inn episode of Bar Rescue on Spike TV in syndication, they may have an edited package at the end where they go back to the bar and explain like how well the bar is doing.
Yeah. You would have a live music play.
Exactly, yeah.
Then you'll see Beardy Jones up here.
Yeah, you may see a segment of part of our set edited into that package. So yeah. Look for that.
Look for that.
Blah. Yeah. Other than that, I think that is all of the plugs. If you want to email the Shy Kids, you can do so at which address?
comments@theshykids.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at
Shy Kids Podcast.
Or like our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/theshykids.
Or go to shykids.com.
Theshykids.com.
That's what I meant. This is why I let you handle those.
Yeah.
Because you know them, I don't.
TheShyKids.com. You can download our episodes from there or from iTunes or Stitcher.
You can also listen to these podcasts before they become podcasts when they air on...
MoreLikeRadio.com. Unlike other radio channels, we won't poison your goblet. That's their new slogan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting...
Yeah, I think Andy wrote it.
I should stop letting Rorschach write the... the taglines.
You could hear us Saturdays at what time?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Pacific.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. Yes.
Right after It's All About Me.
Uh huh.
Yep.
With our good buddy pals Halls and Rorschach.
Hallies and Rorschachsies.
There was one more thing that I wanted to say.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Yeah.
No sex in the champagne room.
No. Catch us next week as we do our end of the year rundown lists.
Yeah, we're going to do that next week.
Our top five favorite movies, songs, television shows.
And I'm going to throw in a video game list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That out next time on the Shy Kids. Other than that, remember, as always,
this never happened.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Bob Boy.
Bye, No Stick Zone.
Bob Boy. Bye, Bob Boy.
Bye, Fletcher.
Fletcher and Bob Boy. Good night. Blurgy.
Blurgy.